effort to reach historically undercounted communities in the upcoming census, the Heart of West Michigan United Way has awarded mini grants to 19 Kent County agencies. The mini grants range from $5,000 to $20,000. One of these agencies is the Asian Community Outreach, an organization providing services to help the Asian community in Kent County. Crystal Bowie, president of the organization, says the hardest to count populations in the Asian community are immigrants, new arrivals, and the elderly.
In those groups, we're looking at the Vietnamese population. They're the largest ethnic Asian group in West Michigan, along with, I would say, they're called the Bhutanese population and the Burmese population.
According to a recent study from the U.S. Census Bureau, Asian Americans were the least likely of any racial group to report that they intended to complete the U.S. Census. Bui thinks this is because many in the Asian American community do not understand English well. And her concerns match the data of a national study from the Center for American Progress that found that Asian Americans have the highest rates of limited English proficiency in the nation.
Language barrier, so the ability to read and understand English and understand what is this piece of paper.
To ensure every Asian American in Kent County is counted, Bui says the organization will be providing education in every Asian group's native language.
We're going to basically go to these communities, provide workshops and census day events to help people navigate the census, either online or through the short form paper census.
Historically, the U.S. Census has disproportionately undercounted people of color, low-income households, older adults, LGBTQ community members, immigrants, and people whose native language is not English. Michelle Jokashpolo, WGBU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.